serve as an oversight for the Granite Hills and the new Mental Health Emergency Center. So the council will basically meet bi-monthly. They will create dialogue between community members, and they will present to quality, as they will be discussing quality of services through all mental health community services. They will present to community engagement as far as presenting programs through the community. And then I'll let Kate just pretty much walk you guys through the charter and inform you more of what the council will serve as.
Good morning, everyone. I will try to share my screen so you can see the document. Darianne, can you bring it up for me?
Yep, 1 second.
Okay, thanks. So as Darianne mentioned, this is something that Chairwoman Neubauer was very much looking forward to presenting to the Quality Committee. This is something that she's worked a lot on, along with board member Brenda Wesley, who will serve as the council chair. So her term of service as a mental health board member has ended as of today, but we're lucky that we'll be able to have her continued leadership and service moving forward with the Community Stakeholder Advisory Council. So to just run through some of the points on the charter, this is something that the Community Engagement Committee worked on over a couple of meetings to develop and refine. They adopted it at their last meeting on April 18th. So let's see, the authority is derived from the authority of the Mental Health Board. Obviously, this is a very exciting new engagement strategy for the Community Engagement Committee, and something that's vitally important given the continued integration and expansion of community-based services for BHS. And as Darianne mentioned, with the shift to Granite Hills and the opening of the emergency center. And so the council responsibilities will be within Milwaukee County, but obviously the effects will be felt, you know, throughout the area, even beyond Milwaukee County. This group, this council, will serve indefinitely on a continuing basis. And it's really a dedicated discussion space for the experiences of consumers and family members within the continuum of care, and so centering those experiences and having a place for the voice of the consumer to be heard on an ongoing basis. So statement of purpose, you can see a threefold purpose. The council will strategically engage consumers, families, and communities as primary stakeholders in BHS services, in the planning and delivery of those services. The second purpose is to create really an ongoing communication with the community and engagement of community members about BHS services, and really meant to be a two-way mechanism for information sharing. And then the third purpose is to proactively gather information, and this is obviously relating to quality, so regarding the quality of consumer experiences and family members' experiences with BHS services, with Granite Hills, and with the Mental Health Emergency Center, and then to also incorporate follow-up as needed. So that's a key feature to this. The composition of the council will be 11 to 15 community members, and Brenda Wesley and Mary Neubauer have already identified individuals to serve. They have a full group of stakeholders who are very eager and ready to start working, which is excellent given the timing of the transition of everything. This is the time is of the essence with this establishing this council. I'll just keep running through it, and then if you have questions, the scope of work is all about consumers and families and the non-provider public. Council activities, again, this is an outreach effort of the Community Engagement Committee, but the results will be reported back to all relevant entities. So whomever needs to hear the results that are part of this work, reports will come back to Community Engagement, this group, the Quality Committee, Granite Hills Leadership, the Mental Health Emergency Center. So it's really meant to have those results and outcomes shared broadly and strategically with the appropriate different audiences. Let's see, other council activities. Excuse me, raise community awareness of the planned PCS closing. So this is something that I'm sure everybody's hearing, the need to highlight the transition at the community level. And so that'll be a big part of this council's work. Let's see, so also fostering increased knowledge of and participation at mental health board meetings and public hearings. That's something that the mental health board had identified as a key priority. This group will also help to promote BHS services within the community, share success stories to reduce stigma, and to support access and participation. The council will also work on quality initiatives, gathering information, and develop any sort of reports and other types of programs or whatever's needed stemming from those discussions. Member terms will be 2 to 3 years staggered with an option to renew up to 5 years. It's a volunteer position. Member recruitment and onboarding. This group, as its advisory, will serve at the discretion of the council chair. So anyone that's interested will reach out to the council chair, and that's Brenda Wesley. And then description of member duties: attend meetings regularly, be a visible presence in the community to share ideas and concerns about mental health services, to actively contribute to those consumer experience updates, share updates with their individual personal networks and professional networks as appropriate, to foster grassroots engagement. Number 5, invite community members to attend council meetings. Again, attending mental health board meetings as needed, public hearings. And then the agency or official to whom the council reports, the reports will be shared with, and this is in the charter, the Community Engagement Committee and the Quality Committee. And that's to have that lasting mechanism codified within the structure. Meeting schedule, Darian touched upon that. The meetings will be noticed for the public to attend. Decision making, since it's advisory, the chair will oversee the decision making process. Let's see, budget. BHS will provide administrative support for the council. If there are projects or activities that require additional funds moving forward, those can be incorporated as needed. And then record keeping, since these will be public meetings, they'll be noticed. Records will be kept online for the public to access via CLIC, the county's online system. So that's the charter. If anybody has any questions or comments, I'll turn it back to you.
Kathleen, I have one quick question. In addition to contacting Brenda directly, is there a form or any other kind of process to recommend individuals for the council?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Brenda had talked about wanting to have this be as sort of as few barriers as possible for people to participate. So we didn't put in like a formalized application process, but there will be a website developed. There will be the whole group, once they're up and running, will be on a website, and then the contact information will be there on the website for people to reach out.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Hey, Darian, we could move on to the next.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Kate. You're welcome.
Item number 7,